Playing high school sports around the area last night. First in girls volleyball play and Hawkeye 10 conference action. It was Shenandoah topping Atlantic 3-0. Red Oak also over Atlantic 3-0. Red Oak down Shenandoah 3-1. Kemper Catholic over Clarinda 3 in a row. Glenwood swept 3 from Lewis Central. Harlan over Creston 3-0. And St. Albert beat Denison in 3 straight. In the Western Iowa Conference Tournament, it was Tri-Center topping IKM Manning 3-0. And Trainer defeating Underwood in 3 straight in the semifinals. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference last night, Adair Casey a 3-game sweep over Cam. It was Boyer Valley over Exira EHK 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard defeating Peyton Sherdan also in 3 straight games last night. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Clarinda Academy 3-0. Essex outlasting Fremont Mills 3-2. Sydney beat Heartland Christian in 3. Nishnabotna swept 3 from South Page. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference Tournament, the semifinals saw Lennox down Bedford and Mount Air over Nottoway Valley. Consolation, or in the championship match rather, was Mount Air over Lennox 3-0 to capture the crown. Well, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches weekly cross-country rankings out this week. Let's take a look at some of the locals that are involved. In Class 1A on the girls' side, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley is ranked 6th this week. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning is 24th. A bunch of boys show up in the 1A list this week. Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley is 2nd. Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley, 4th. Christopher Jarrett of Tri-Center rated 12th. Evan Wilson of Exira EHK is 16th. Justin Thomas of Logan Magnolia, 19th. Dion Coffey of Tri-Center is 20th. Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley, 21st. Joe Weber of Boyer Valley is 22nd. Tim Brink of Riverside, 23rd. Mitchell Nelson of Audubon ranked 26th. And Brayton Funk of Nottoway Valley, 27th this week. In 2A, on the girls' side, Carly Larson of Underwood is ranked 3rd. Claire Campbell of Shenandoah Essex is 25th. In Class 3A, on the girls' side, it's Ellie Mendlick of Denison ranked 9th. Tiffany Williams of Atlantic is ranked 14th this week. Boys 3A, Cooper McDermott of Creston is 7th, Michael Soranko of Harlan 28th, and Chandler Hagen of Kemper Catholic is ranked 30th. In the team rankings this week, in Class 1A girls, Panorama is rated 8th. Also locally on the Class 1A boys, Nottoway Valley is number 1 rated, with Panorama 9th and Tri-Center 13th. In Class 2A girls, Shenandoah Essex is 10th, and the boys 2A, Shenandoah is 11th. In 3A girls, it's Denison ranked 15th, while Harlan is 12th ranked in the boys 3A poll this week. Well, the Chicago Cubs will spend the weekend in New York or Los Angeles. The Cubs have won the National League Division Series by belting 3 more homers and a 6-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 4 at Wrigley Field yesterday. Javier Baez launched a 3-run homer to put Chicago up 4-2 in the second inning. The Cards eventually tied it in the 6th before Anthony Rizzo smashed a go-ahead solo shot in the bottom of the inning. Kyle Schwarber provided the Cubs' 9th home run in 2 games to make it 6-4 in the 7th. Manager Joe Maddon needed a lot of help from his bullpen to close it out after starter Jason Hamill was reached for 3 hits in 3 innings. 7 pitchers followed Hamill, with Justin Grimm and Pedro Strop each tossing a hitless inning before Hector Rondon closed it out. Losing pitcher Kevin Segrist served up the solo shots by Rizzo and Schwarber. Stephen Piscotty hit a 2-run homer for the Cardinals, who failed to reach the NLCS for the first time in 5 seasons. Piscotty also made the final out of the series, striking out against Rondon. It's the first time the Cubs have ever clinched a playoff series at Wrigley Field. They also moved into the championship series for the first time since 2003. Chicago remains baseball's hottest team as the Cubs ended the regular season on an 8-game winning streak before taking 4 of their first 5 playoff games. As a wild card team, the Cubs will open the NLCS on the road, despite the fact that they have a better record than both the Mets and the Dodgers. The Dodgers have sent their division series back to Los Angeles, thanks to a great outing by Clayton Kershaw last night. The L.A. lefty had been 1-6 with a 4.99 ERA lifetime in the postseason before holding the Mets to a run and 3 hits while striking out 8 in a 3-1 win over the Mets in New York last night. Kershaw's only major mistake was a 4th-inning homer by Daniel Murphy. It was the only extra base hit of the night for the Mets, who had 6 in their 13-7 victory in Game 3. The Dodgers got their runs in the 3rd inning off Mets starter Steven Matz as Kershaw began the rally with a 1-out single before Adrian Gonzalez singled home the first run with 2 out. Justin Turner followed with a 2-run double to put him up 3-0. That series will be decided tomorrow night in Los Angeles. Zach Greinke will start for the Dodgers against Jacob deGrom for the Mets. Now, the 2 American League Division Series will resume today, and they'll finish today as well. The Toronto Blue Jays host the Texas Rangers in a winner-take-all Game 5, and the Kansas City Royals are at home. They'll entertain the Houston Astros in Game 5 of that series today. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says defensive end Drew Ott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL. The senior from Nebraska suffered the injury in Iowa's 29-20 win over Illinois.
It's a tough deal for Drew, certainly. He's a tremendous young guy. He's done everything he possibly can, and especially tough because he just fought back from that elbow injury. He's been playing less than 100% pretty close last week, and now this happened. So, but it's a tough thing, and you know, it's just part of the game, unfortunately.
Well, Ott is only the tip of the injury iceberg for the Hawkeyes, who take a 6-0 record to 20th-ranked Northwestern this week. Offensive tackles Boone Myers and Ike Butker are expected to miss the game, and freshman James Daniels will start at right tackle.
The options are limited, which means a couple guys are going to have to do more than one thing. And, you know, we saw some of that on Saturday, James jumping out there at right tackle. So, you know, we'll just have to keep playing or practicing several guys at several spots because, you know, it depends where the water starts coming in the boat. That's where we've got to make the repairs and shift guys.
With LaShawn Daniels still hobbled by a bad ankle, Ferentz says a second running back will need to be prepared to give Jordan Canzeri a break. Canzeri set an Iowa record with 43 carries against Illinois. Ferentz says Northwestern will be a tough opponent, and Saturday's 38-0 loss at Michigan did nothing to change that.
I think it stands out to me about them. They obviously played very, very well on defense. You know, they've got two very prominent wins, beating Stanford in the opening game, beating Duke, and both those teams, as it stands right now, those are the only losses they have on their resume. So I think that gives you an indication of the strength of this Northwestern team.
Iowa at Northwestern Saturday. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. An autopsy has determined that former NFL and Iowa football player Tyler Sash died from an accidental overdose involving two pain medications. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office said Tuesday that a recent shoulder dislocation and a history of chronic shoulder pain were significant conditions in the 27-year-old's death. Additional studies will look at whether Sash suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a brain disease caused by repetitive trauma that's been found in former NFL players. The results will be available in several months. Sash was found dead in his Oskaloosa home September 8th. The autopsy determined the death was from an accidental mixed drug toxicity involving methadone and hydrocodone. Sash was a standout safety at Iowa and won a Super Bowl with the New York Giants in 2012. Steve Spurrier is now a former football coach. The 70-year-old Spurrier officially announced his resignation as head coach at South Carolina, saying it was time to leave. The decision comes after the Gamecocks got off to a 2-4 start that includes an 0-4 mark in the SEC. Spurrier has been replaced on an interim basis by co-offensive coordinator and offensive line coach Sean Elliott. And the Iowa State men's basketball duo of Monte Morris and George Niang have earned a spot on the pair of preseason award watch lists announced yesterday by the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Morris, a junior from Flint, Michigan, is on the Bob Cousy Award watch list, which honors the nation's top point guard. Niang has been listed on the Karl Malone Award watch list, an award given to the nation's best power forward. The Cyclones open their regular season November 13th against Colorado in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.